Alright guys, so here is the dirty, despicable, disgusting truth about how to actually get rich. This is not the sort of shit that you're going to see on motivational pages, inspirational pages. This is actually the truth of it. The simple truth is that it is not about how hard you work. It's about what you work on. And I think if I had to attribute one thing towards my success, you know, the one reason I've been as successful as I have over the space of the last 10 years I've been doing this, it's picking the right thing. You know, 95% of success, I'm being honest, is picking the right vehicle to get to your destination. And sometimes this is kind of something I struggle with. And, you know, I just came back from a run here in New York. I'm in New York closing off the biggest deal of my life. And it's funny, sometimes I almost feel like I have survivor's guilt, where the last time I was in New York was 7 years ago, and obviously I've come a decent way since then. And something about the energy of this city, and something about just even while I was running early morning, just looking around at everyone working their asses off, quite frankly, like giving it their all. You know, I look at delivery drivers, I look at street cleaners, I look at, you know, people going to their jobs. And to be honest, these people have probably worked so much harder than I have. And that's the truth of it. And I'm also not afraid to admit that. I hate this whole thing online of like, you just need to work harder. You just need to work harder. It's like, okay, well then why is it that a lot of the hardest working people never get compensated accordingly to how hard it is they work? And by the way, the other thing I see online, this whole like trying to shit on workers or 9-to-5ers. I just think that's the most whack thing ever. I think it's incredibly disrespectful. I think it's incredibly cringe. I've always tried to motivate people to work harder. I've always used 10 years of me uploading on YouTube as a case study of, you know, what's possible. But not once have I ever dunked on people who have gone that path. I've said, listen, you know, there's an easier path. There's a better path. And, you know, of course, I want to motivate and inspire people to take action. And the reason I push you guys to take action is because you've had your eyes open. You know something that other people don't. I know that if you're in this space, you might think, well, everyone knows about entrepreneurship. Everyone knows about the opportunities that are out there. Everyone knows about online business. But you got to remember that a lot of people, we're in a world and we're in a bubble, and the entire world hasn't had their eyes open in the same way that you have. I know that maybe they said you live in this echo chamber where you think everyone wants to be an online entrepreneur. Everyone understands the opportunities that are out there, and everyone's, you know, spending time on this side of YouTube or on Twitter, or that everyone's TikTok feed looks like your TikTok. No, a lot of people are blissfully unaware, quite frankly. And all those people are trying their goddamn best. It's just you have had your eyes open. So because you've had your eyes open, I think you owe it to yourself to not make things harder than they need to be. And as I said, I think this is just something that I was thinking about on my run here as I'm coming up towards sort of that next step in my career. And that next step in my career was only a possibility because I chose the right vehicle. And I spent the last 10 years working in the right vehicles to get me to this point. Now, it's very simple, okay? I'll put this quite simply so you can understand. Let's say you were trying to get to a destination and you had a few options to get there. If you walked, it would take you 1 year to get to the destination. Maybe if you ran, if you could even, you know, stomach running the entire way and you could actually survive that kind of journey, it takes you 4 months. Now you have the option to drive and that takes you a week, or you can take a flight and it takes you 4 hours. Now the person who decides to take a flight and the person who decides to walk, is the person who takes a flight, are they any more hardworking than the person who decides to walk? No, in that case, you would probably argue that the person who walks has worked substantially harder. They just didn't choose the right vehicle to get to the destination. Now, maybe the person who decided to fly, you know, they had to spend some money to get there, or they invested a bit of money to make sure that the vehicle that they're in gets them to the destination quicker. Now, maybe another person also decides to, you know, invest a bit of money in the form of fuel, and they decide to take a car there, but, you know, they also invested money just like the person who took the plane, but they didn't invest in the right vehicle, okay? And I think when you break it down like this and you actually think about it from this perspective of like, we're all trying to get to a destination. Now, everyone's destination is different. I want to make that clear. And that's also cool. I honestly think for most people, they want freedom. And it's funny, like as you start to get into the higher echelons of your career, like in a way you have a lot less freedom. You know, I'll be honest, I have a lot less freedom now than, you know, I did a few years ago. That's just a decision I've made as to wanting to get to a different destination in life. But no matter what destination I go to in life, I want to make sure that I'm using the most efficient vehicle to get there. And yeah, when you think about it like that, it's everyone agrees. Like everyone understands that if you're trying to get to a destination, you have a choice of vehicles, you have a choice of options to actually get you to that destination. But when people think about that in terms of their career, they, for some reason, they don't think like that. And the reason I really want to make this video is to make it clear, like, you don't have to make your life harder than it needs to be. And as I was running by the water, I was just looking out and reflecting over my life and feeling this very conflicted emotion of like gratitude, number one, that by the grace of God, I was exposed to some of these easier vehicles earlier on in life. And number two, quite frankly, looking at everyone getting up early, getting at it. I mean, if you've ever been in New York, you know the energy here. And just thinking, wow, these people work so damn hard, but they're never gonna be compensated for how hard it is they work. And then I was just thinking about, you know, what's the first thing you see when you go online? You see, oh, you gotta work hard, you gotta work hard. And it's like, is that really true? Now, granted, of course, you know, if you want to accomplish anything in life, you have to work hard. But is hard work really the number one key indicating factor? Going back to that example, if you give it your all and you sprint flat out, you give it everything you have in that run to get to your destination, are you still ever going to beat a person who decides to fly there? Ever? No, because you chose the wrong vehicle. Now, the vehicle where I really had that next step up in my career, and it was almost like going from driving to flying was digital products. You know, I've been selling digital products in one shape or, you know, one form or another for almost 10 years online. I remember my first ever experience or soiree into this was back in 2016. I released an ebook. And it was funny, even back then, it was a lot trickier than it is now. You know, back then, even just getting payments, getting payment processing, managing to sell stuff online, especially for me, you know, because I was under 18, trying to get a PayPal sorted, like, 10 years ago, there weren't the tools there are now. Like now, really, there's no excuse whatsoever. And by the way, I guess I'll mention it now because it makes sense with what I'm saying in the video. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this 5-day live challenge. It's the first time I've ever done a live event. So I'll go ahead and leave a link in the description. It's gonna be a 5-day live challenge. I'm just gonna share everything I've learned over almost 10 years now selling digital products and how it completely transformed my life and how I'm more bullish on it now than I've ever been. And I guess you could definitely say I'm putting my money where my mouth is with the sheer amount I'm investing into that space because I believe in it more than anything. I've seen the way that it can change everyday people's lives. And as I said, most people I've noticed, they don't wanna make, you know, they don't care about making $10 million a year. You know, most people, they don't wanna make $100 million a year. I mean, maybe they think they do, they say they do. Most people, they just want freedom. They want the sort of freedom to being able to have a vehicle that can get you to the destination that you want. Because let's even go back to the destination example with cars. You know, let's say you decide to drive a supercar. Maybe, you know, most people think, oh, that's a much crazier example. But let's say you're doing a road trip and it's a trip. It's a long trip you're going on. A lot of times people would rather have a car that's maybe slower, but more comfortable. And the ride was more enjoyable. You get what I mean? Sometimes people don't want to get there as fast or as like crazy as possible. A lot of times that's a less enjoyable experience. A lot of times people would rather get to their destination. Yeah, maybe sure slower, but enjoyable during that process. And I think that's even kind of what I look at when it comes to this whole make money online space is, yeah, you could try to like turbocharge it, but for a lot of people, that's actually gonna end up being a worse experience for them. For a lot of people, you know, maybe they shouldn't become a crazy psychopath and try to become a multimillionaire in a year. For most people, you know, just replacing their income, having some side hustle money, some extra money in their pocket. Like for most people, that's life-changing. Like that's, it kind of annoys me sometimes when people belittle that step of the journey, because that for me, that was the most incredible part of my journey. You know, I've done these trips to certain cities at different milestones, you know, along my career. I can tell you, as big as this trip is for me right now, with how earth-shattering this move is for me, and you know, quite frankly, my industry, it'll never compare to that first month I started making a few grand a month from online business. So I feel like I'm kind of starting to ramble here, but I think the main thing I really wanted to get across in this video is there is no such thing as get rich quick. I mean, if you go look at my YouTube, I don't really know many other people that have been uploading their entire entrepreneurial journey for 10 years on YouTube, like everything, step by step by step, and documenting the whole thing. So yes, there's no such thing as get rich quick, but there definitely is get rich quicker. You know, there's no such thing as teleport to your destination, but there's get to your destination quicker. There's, you know, no such thing as get rich easy, but there is get rich easier. Once again, there's no such thing as get to your destination in a flash where there's like no level of inconvenience whatsoever. Even if you're flying private, there's a level of inconvenience that comes with that, you know, because you still need to leave your house. So there's no such thing as get rich easy, but there's get rich easier. You know, there's ways to get to your destination more comfortably. There will always be a certain level of discomfort when it comes to getting from point A to point B. And it's interesting, if you look back through hundreds and thousands of years and you study history, like, this is unprecedented. Like, we've never seen anything like this before. And I think about this all the time, and I want to make it very clear. I'm so grateful for the position I'm in, and I'm very self-aware. I tell people this all the time. I think some people think they're God's gift to Earth. And I tell people all the time, because I get this a lot from people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they're like, oh, you know, if I was only doing what you were doing at 20 something. And I was like, I get it. I mean, first of all, thank you. That's a kind compliment. But I want to make it very clear, like, I have opportunities that you don't have. You didn't have the opportunities that I have. What the internet has allowed, and especially in the last 5 to 6 years, where payment processing, selling digital products, even online marketing, even with 2020 and the lockdowns, and now people kind of accepting remote work and understanding this, there's this whole global economy, and, you know, you don't need to be in the office. Like, there's just so many, it's this storm, this crazy storm that has allowed everyday people to totally change the trajectory of their life. And I know, because I experienced it and I was the beneficiary of it. And I don't take that lightly, and I don't take that for granted. Okay, I think it's, a lot of people don't want to admit that timing plays a big factor. And I think we're living through, genuinely, hand on heart, the greatest time in human existence. Like, I think we're living on the most level playing field if you are educated. And what I mean by that is not formal education. If you're educated to the vehicles that can get you there, not quick, but quicker. Not easy, but easier. And as I said, it's so interesting, because even when I first started 10 years ago, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like this. Like, even just, you know, accepting payments online was tough. And so much has changed. And I mean, you know, I've been investing in a lot of AI companies this year. I think one of the last vlogs I released, one of the companies I invested in, that company, Lyra, has very strong synergies with AI. And it's just been a space I've been fascinated with the last 6 to 9 months, because how it can level the playing field. Now, I'm not one of those people who thinks, you know, AI is going to replace everything. I think AI is just another tool. And if you know how to use it right, it's just another, like, internet came around and leveled the playing field. Now AI's come around and it's leveled the playing field even more. And if you can add those two things together with also what's happening with digital products and the fact that, you know, more and more money, the digital product market is massive, but it honestly feels like Shopify. It honestly feels like e-commerce 10 years ago. So it's just, I don't know. It's just fascinating. And it's weird because, like, you know, obviously, and it's just weird because obviously, you know, I don't have any, like, I guess you can't see my hair right now, but I don't have any gray hairs. You know, it's not like I've got a walking stick, but sometimes in this online space, I feel like so old because I've been doing it for a long time and I've seen how things come and go. And you know, even for me, I chose a, quite frankly, an easier vehicle. And, you know, I'm not afraid of saying that. I want to make it clear. I see this all the time where, you know, people start to make some money online and then all of a sudden they think they're God's gift to Earth, where I've said to my older entrepreneurial friends who are massively successful that if this was 30 years ago, I would not have had this level of success at this age. I'm not going to sit here and try to be egotistical and say that, you know, this is possible, because it's not, because the opportunities 30 years ago, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago were not what they are now. And the vehicles that are available to people weren't available 20 years ago, which is really what I want to get across here in this video. Because while I was running, I was just like, I don't know, it's just like this weird, it's strange. I guess through life I've become quite callous and I don't always feel too much emotion. And maybe that's, you know, to accomplish what I've accomplished, I've kind of had to harden myself. But when I do feel emotion, it's very intense. Now I'm just feeling this like storm of emotions this morning of, as I said, gratitude, survivor's guilt, like almost this thing of this, like, wow, there's such a small percentage of people that know the opportunities that are out there right now. And I know that might sound funny to you because we're, as I said, we're in this echo chamber of like online space where you think everyone is aware of all the opportunities and the online business models and this and that. Like, I'm telling you, if you talk to a common person down the street, if you just talk to an average person, they don't know. Maybe they've heard of it, but they don't really understand how it works. They don't understand how it's leveled the playing field, how it's meant that whether you're 72 years old watching this, or you're 18, or you're 43 with your third kid on the way, it doesn't matter. The level field is playing because of these vehicles, because of these tools. And yeah, what can I say? I'm just incredibly grateful for everything this life has afforded me. I am more bullish now than I ever have been on digital products and AI specifically. And you know, a lot of people can say what they want about their opinions on it. And you know, there's a big difference of what you say and where you put your money. And that's where I've been deploying crazy, crazy amounts of capital. And I guess all I can say is that I am no special, I'm no different to you. I'm definitely not God's gift to earth. All I did was I saw the vehicles I had at my disposal. I decided not to take the easier, quick route, but the easier and quicker route. And there's always an easier and quicker route. And I think as you're going into the rest of 2025 and deciding how do you make a change, you have to really sit down and evaluate which vehicle is gonna get me to the destination I want. And once I've chosen that vehicle, how do I not fall into this trap of just thinking hard work is gonna get me there? Because I can tell you right now, being around people who are at the highest levels of every single industry, it's not about hard work. And that's just the God's honest truth of it. And you know, it feeds my ego to sit here and say, oh, I just work harder than you, blah, blah, work harder, blah, blah, all this stuff. But it's just, I'll be lying. I'd be lying to you if I said that that's why I am where I am. I'm in the position I am. And if you ask anyone else truthfully, that is actually gonna be true with you, that is actually gonna be real with you, why are you in the position you're in? They'll tell you, I chose the right vehicle to get me to my destination. And for me personally, it was digital products. And then now everything that's happening with AI, it's like this next bump of, it's like even the playing field even more. It's just crazy what's going on. And for any of you guys who are interested, that's why I'm doing that 5-day live challenge. By the way, at the end of that 5-day live challenge, I'm giving away $250,000 to the people, not just anyone. I want to reward the people who actually take action. So the people who apply everything I'm teaching, get results with it, I'm giving away $250,000 worth of prizes. And part of that is to celebrate this next career move of mine and, you know, being in this space for, yeah, coming up on 10 years now. It's been a while. But anyways, that's not the point of this video, because there's many vehicles out there, okay? You can choose any vehicle you want. That just happened to be the one that I've had the most success with and I've seen the most people succeed with in the last few years. So choose whatever vehicle you want. Just make sure that you're compensated fairly for your work, because it kind of just, I don't know, it's weird. It kind of breaks my heart seeing all these people wake up every morning and work their ass off. And then you got all these dumbasses online trying to clown these people when, quite frankly, they just didn't know better. But if you know better, quite frankly, I think you owe it to yourself to make the right choice and choose the right vehicle. So, but anyways, I'm gonna shower and get on with the rest of my day. But as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.